Welcome to our Seppelsfield Estate self-guided history experience. This is the sixth of 10 podcasts in the series to tell the unique history of Seppelsfield Estate. You are currently overlooking the winemaker's lawn. My name is Charlie Seppelt and I am a fifth generation Seppelt family member and senior winemaker at Seppelsfield Estate. The winemaker's lawn is the heart of Seppelsfield Estate, directly in front of the Seppelt family homestead, where we are now surrounded by vineyards, the winery, our Seppelsfield cellar door and unique estate artisans. In the days of our founder Joseph Seppelt, Seppelsfield evolved into a prominent farming estate with grape growing and winemaking at its core, which it still is today. A key part of the Seppelsfield Estate is the Great Terrace Vineyard, spanning over 60 hectares on the estate hillside, which was planted in 1855. The terroir consists of ironstone, quartz, and slate soil, which features old bushvine Grenache vines without trellis. The first vintages from the vineyard were made in the old dairy, which was located on the western side of the lawn area, with the construction of the historic building that can be seen today, commencing from 1867. Seppelsfield expanded significantly through the years 1869 to 1900 as a result of the rapidly increasing demand and continued success of the wines being produced. In 1888, an innovative gravity cellar was completed in the visionary design of Oscar Benno Seppelt, built into the hillside on a series of terraces, allowing the natural course of gravity to assist the flow of fruit down through the winery. The Seppelsfield collection of luxury red wines are still fermented in the historic 1888 gravity cellar, comprising of 120 8-ton open fermenters, gently extracting colour and tannin, resulting in a pure and fine translation of the vineyard. The Grenache from the Great Terrace Vineyard would have been used previously for the production of fortified wine, but today we are focused on contemporary still wine expressions. Commencing in 1958, the Great Terrace Vineyard was replanted in contoured rows by my uncle Carl Joseph, KJ Seppelt, to follow the natural shape of the land with original cuttings vigorously selected to ensure the highest quality. The estate in the 19th century also provided food for second generation Oscar Benno and Sophie Seppelt to sustain their large family and the estate workers through diverse agricultural ventures, including crops, orchards, and livestock. Oscar Benno bred sheep, which grazed in the vineyards in autumn, and in 1883 won a silver cup for a champion Merino ram. The Seppelsfield Estate was reputed to have been the first business in Australia to export smoked bacon across to the United Kingdom, a very significant achievement in international business at the time. The Seppelsfield Estate had its own large bacon curing shed, as pork and mutton was required to feed the family and workforce. Pigs were also kept. Oscar Benno utilised grape skins from the winemaking process both as mulch to plough into the vineyard as fertiliser, but also within the pig paddock as animal feed. On one occasion, the pigs ate the wastage and many early visitors laughed at the spectacle of a paddock full of pigs so drunk they couldn't control their legs and staggered around until they collapsed in a drunken stupor. The Seppelsfield Estate also had its own dairy, which was developed by Oscar Benno's wife, Sophie. The dairy was located on the western side of the lawn area included within the construction of the building that was commenced in 1868. Sophie used a traditional method to preserve hard cheeses by submerging it in a barrel of fortified wine, which is still being used today by our event's executive chef, Owen Andrews. The monument you can see on the winemaker's lawn has plaques that commemorate both the first 100 years of Seppelsfield in 1951 and the 150th anniversary of the estate in 2001. I would encourage you to refer to the map on our website with the detailed route to continue the Seppelsfield Estate self-guided history experience. The location of the next podcast in the series is standing outside the Centennial Cellar building.